For this week's podcast on English.com, I'm talking to Lee. I know you're Australian. Where do you come from exactly?
I come from a town called Hamilton, which is a town of only about 10,000 people. It's about 3 hours west of Melbourne in Victoria State.
Melbourne, where is Melbourne?
Melbourne is in southern Australia, and it's the capital of Victoria State.
Right.
So I'm about 3 hours west of there.
So Hamilton is about 3 hours west of Melbourne.
Only a small country town.
So what other things can you do in Hamilton then?
Hamilton's quite a small town, but it has good access to the coast. It's only about 1 hour drive down to the sea. So a lot of people do that for weekends. And also about a half hour drive to the Grampians, which is a mountain range a bit closer to Melbourne.
So people go walking?
Go trekking, mountain climbing.
So what's the weather like there?
The weather can be quite cold in winter. It can get down to 3 or 4 degrees during the evening. That's the four seasons. So spring's quite pleasant, autumn's quite pleasant. In summer, it can get quite hot, 35 to 40 degrees. So.
Are Australians very different from British people?
Well, I think Australians and British have so much in common because we have so many links to England. And so I guess in terms of the language and the way our culture is very strongly linked to England as well. Television even.
Right.
So it's very close, I think.
Okay. What kind of food do Australians eat?
Traditionally, we ate a lot of British foods, I guess. It was sausages, mashed potato, chops, and, you know, carrots and peas. But these days, it's very modern food blended with French and Asian food.
Okay, one more question. Is it very easy to see kangaroos and koalas?
Kangaroos are a lot more common than koalas. They're not in the cities so much, but in the countryside, they're quite common in the bush, as we call it. But in Canberra, the capital, you actually have kangaroos often in the city itself.
Oh, really?
Because it's quite a country capital. It's a very small city surrounded by bush and mountains, and so often you'll get kangaroos in the streets.
Okay. Are they dangerous?
You shouldn't approach them, I guess, unless you're in a national park.
So a little bit. Okay. Great. Thanks a lot. That's super.
No problem.
For this week's podcast on English.com, I'm talking to Lee. I know you're Australian. Where do you come from exactly?
I come from a town called Hamilton, which is a town of only about 10,000 people. It's about 3 hours west of Melbourne in Victoria State.
Melbourne, where is Melbourne?
Melbourne is in southern Australia, and it's the capital of Victoria State. And
right.
So I'm about 3 hours west of there.
So Hamilton is about 3 hours west of Melbourne.
Only a small country town.
So what other things can you do in Hamilton then?
Hamilton's quite a small town, but it has good access to the coast. It's only about 1 hour drive down to the sea. So a lot of people do that for weekends. And also about a half hour drive to the Grampians, which is a mountain range a bit closer to Melbourne.
So people go walking?
Go trekking, mountain climbing.
So what's the weather like there?
The weather can be quite cold in winter. It can get down to 3 or 4 degrees during the evening. That's the four seasons. So spring's quite pleasant. Autumn's quite pleasant. In summer, it can get quite hot, 35 to 40 degrees. So.
Are Australians very different from British people?
Well, I think Australians and British have so much in common because we have so many links to England. And so I guess in terms of the language and the way our culture is very strongly linked to England as well. Television even.
Right.
So it's very close, I think.
Okay. What kind of food do Australians eat?
Traditionally, we ate a lot of British foods, I guess. It was sausages, mashed potato, chops, and, you know, carrots and peas. But these days, it's very modern food blended with French and Asian food.
Okay, one more question. Is it very easy to see kangaroos and koalas?
Kangaroos are a lot more common than koalas. They're not in the cities so much, but in the countryside, they're quite common in the bush, as we call it. But in Canberra, the capital, you actually have kangaroos often in the city itself.
Oh, really?
Because it's quite a country capital. It's a very small city surrounded by bush and mountains, and so often you'll get kangaroos in the streets.
Okay. Are they dangerous?
You shouldn't approach them, I guess, unless you're in a national park.
So a little bit. Okay. Great. Thanks a lot. That's super.
No problem.
Well, now it's the summer, and what does the summer mean? Holidays, and for us, camping.
Yes, we've done quite a lot of camping together. If I remember rightly, Richard, our first camping we did together was in Sicily, wasn't it?
Yes, we had a week's holiday there.
And in some olive grove, it was very nice.
Yes, a number of years ago now, and we're still using the same tent.
Yes, but Richard, was that something that you did when you were a child?
Not really. I remember going camping with friends, only in the back garden.
Oh, really?
We never went camping as a family, no.
So when did you first start camping as an adult?
I think with you.
Oh, really?
I think
that was the first time. Wow, well, that tent, I think I bought that tent over 20 years ago. It's done very well, but it's not like one of those modern tents now, is it?
No, it's a very old, rigid, cotton A-frame tent, traditional tent.
Yeah, cotton. I mean, they're not made of cotton nowadays. And also, the poles are these rigid poles. They're not flexible poles.
So, Jackie, what do you like about camping?
Oh, I suppose it's because I really like nature and the great outdoors, isn't it?
That lovely fresh air and waking up with beautiful views of the countryside.
Yes, lovely. Only problem is, of course, Richard, is if it's not sunny.
Yes, we went camping recently. We woke up in the morning, opened up the tent, and it was raining.
However, having said that, I'm really proud of the fact that I still managed to cook bacon and eggs. We have a portable gas stove, and I was able to make breakfast at the front of the tent.
Yes, because most people think of the camp old-fashioned around the campfire.
Singing.
Yes. But not now, is it? It's been forward a bit more. It's a bit more trendy now, isn't it? So we've got, as you mentioned, the portable gas stove. We've also got a gas lamp as well, haven't we?
And normally when we eat, of course, we have a folding table and chairs.
And pots and pans and plates, everything you need.
Yes, and it's almost a bit embarrassing because we have like a second set of cutlery and crockery, you know, plastic plates and knives and everything. It's a little bit embarrassing.
Well, I don't know.
No, because we don't even have sleeping bags. What do we use instead?
Well, yes, no sleeping bags on a hard ground. I wouldn't be able to sleep then. We've got a blow-up mattress and we always take along our duvet.
Yes. The other problem we have with the tent, though, there's only just room for the mattress, and we've gone ahead and bought a brand new big tent.
Yes, luxurious. So now to go with all our gas stove, table and chairs, we've got a fancy big tent. So we really are
glamping.
Yes, we're joining the jet set glampers.
Well, that's glamour camping. We're not quite that way, but we certainly do it with some comfort, don't we?
Yes. Well, now it's the summer, and what does the summer mean? Holidays, and for us, camping.
Yes, we've done quite a lot of camping together. If I remember rightly, Richard, our first camping we did together was in Sicily, wasn't it?
Yes, we had a week's holiday there.
In some olive grove, it was very nice.
Yes, a number of years ago now, and we're still using the same tent.
Yes, but Richard, was that something that you did when you were a child?
Not really. I remember going camping with friends, but only in the back garden.
Oh, really?
We never went camping as a family, no.
So when did you first start camping as an adult?
I think with you.
Oh, really?
I think
so. That was the first time. Wow, well, that tent, I think I bought that tent over 20 years ago. It's done very well, but it's not like one of those modern tents now, is it?
No, it's a very old, rigid, cotton A-frame tent, traditional tent.
Yeah, cotton. I mean, they're not made of cotton nowadays. And also, the poles are these rigid poles. They're not flexible poles.
So, Jackie, what do you like about camping?
Oh, I suppose it's because I really like nature and it's the great outdoors, isn't it?
That lovely fresh air and waking up with beautiful views of the countryside.
Yes, lovely. Only problem is, of course, Richard, is if it's not sunny.
Yes, we went camping recently. We woke up in the morning, opened up the tent, and it was raining.
However, having said that, I'm really proud of the fact that I still managed to cook bacon and eggs. We have a portable gas stove, and I was able to make breakfast at the front of the tent.
Yes, because most people think of the camp old-fashioned around the campfire.
Singing.
Yes, but not now, is it? It's bring forward a bit more. It's a bit more trendy now, isn't it? So we've got, as you mentioned, the portable gas stove. We've also got a gas lamp as well, haven't we?
And normally when we eat, of course, we have a folding table and chairs.
And pots and pans and plates, everything you need.
Yes, and it's almost a bit embarrassing because we have like a second set of cutlery and crockery, you know, plastic plates and knives and everything. It's a little bit embarrassing.
Well, I don't know.
No, because we don't even have sleeping bags. What do we use instead?
Well, there's no sleeping bags on a hard ground. I wouldn't be able to sleep then. We've got a blow-up mattress and we always take along our duvet.
Yes. The other problem we have with the tent, though, there's only just room for the mattress, and we've gone ahead and bought a brand new big tent.
Yes, luxurious. So now to go with all our gas stove, table and chairs, we've got a fancy big tent. So we really are
glamping.
Yes, we're joining the jet set glampers.
Well, that's glamour camping. We're not quite that way, but we certainly do it with some comfort, don't we?
Yes.